It's Wednesday, April the 18th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Only the coolest for our great listeners.
That's right. This week, guess what?
What?
Back to reviewing shit.
Hell yeah. Last week, it felt unnatural. I was like, ugh, no review, just kind of like off the cuff, talk about shit.
Oh,
no way.
The stress.
But speaking of off the cuff, I have a work story.
Okay.
Tell me. I was at work today.
Uh-huh.
And I was minding my own business, talking to some coworkers, and I hear out of the corner of my ear, one of my coworkers go, you know, I'm so proud of our office. We're such a melting pot.
Oh,
right. And I look at her and I'm like, what?
Ooh.
And she's like, you know, we're like a melting pot. And like, we got this girl, Sarah here. Like, Sarah's, what is it? She's like Arab. And we got this other girl, and she's from Central America.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, that doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not diverse. It's two people.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of whiteys. And then she's like, Anthony, you can't just say that. Right? And I'm like, Jackie, get over here. The one from Central America. And she's like, what? She's like, so-and-so saying it's a melting pot. You know it's just you two and a bunch of whiteys, right? She's like, yeah, I know. And I made a joke about how she's probably doing a lot of cocaine because she's from Central America.
Oh, man.
But.
Wow.
Also, cholos.
Calling HR, man.
Also, cholos.
Also, your analogy is incorrect.
What?
The melting pot is American.
What do you mean?
A melting pot is suggestive that everyone takes their cultures and where they're from.
Yeah.
And they erase them, they blend them all.
I always went under the assumption that a melting pot is that you do kind of assimilate, but you can still, like, okay, we got some spice over here. We got some shit over here.
No. What you're looking for, and what Canadians refer to it is a tossed salad.
There we go.
That's what you're looking for.
That's what she was looking for.
Yes. All right. That's a tossed salad?
Tossed salad. She's looking to toss some salad.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right, then. On that note, let's move on to the questions to chew on.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Questions to chew on from our dear friend,
what's
Paul.
Laundry basket.
Listen, there's no laundry in there.
Yeah, but why is there's a Yoko figurine still sealed.
Listen, you cannot judge my space.
Why is it in a laundry basket?
Why isn't it?
Oh, wait. Is this the trash basket?
Because
anime is trash?
No.
Also, Yoko's trash?
No.
This figure might be trash. I don't know.
No, it's Yoko in a schoolgirl outfit. How can that be trash?
apparently, it's still sealed. So it's not fun enough to play with.
I don't want to ruin its collector value.
Well, I'm sorry. I forgot. You're totally the person to be like that, which you aren't.
I just never got around to opening it.
All right, whatever. It was in the trash basket. I don't know.
The laundry basket.
The trash basket?
The clean laundry
basket.
The
dirty laundry basket?
No, the dirty laundry.
The dirty.
That's why it's still sealed.
Ooh, you want to contaminate it.
Yes.
You want to wait to contaminate yourself.
I'm waiting for that moment.
You can upskirt the toy.
I think there's also a manga in there.
No way.
Yeah, it's a side story manga, but the girl in Logan Cast, they go to high school.
Oh, so there is. Volume 3 of it?
That volume 3 was a special edition that came with the figure, and that's the only one I bought.
All right. Sure.
All right. Anyways, questions that you want from Paul Chew.
I like the way he said that. It's like vaguely racist. Yeah.
First of all, Vince, please keep us updated on your progress with The Office. I did talk about that last week, didn't I?
Are you going to talk about it this week?
Sure.
Okay.
I have many thoughts on the series, but I will not share them until you get there so as to not taint your opinion either way.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. Anyway, my question of the week is about heist movies. After discussing the Solo, a Star Wars Story trailer, both you mentioned that you love a good heist movie. What are your favorite heist movies? For the purpose of the question, all forms of media apply. So if there's any anime or animated heist movie that you love, that counts. You don't have to put them in order, but how about you come up with the top 5 for the two of you?
Top 5?
For the two of us.
Damn.
So like we have to be collaborating.
Oh, man.
Or if you don't feel like collaborating, oh, here we go. Top 3.
Okay.
And then his second question is tangentially related. Have you ever seen a TV show called Leverage? I believe the whole series is currently on US Netflix. Every episode is a heist. They all play out like a full heist film. I definitely recommend it.
Oh, Oh, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds interesting. So, top heist movies. I already know what's number one on this list.
I already know what's number one on this list.
What is it?
It's Heat.
No.
Yeah, it's Heat.
No.
Featuring Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
No, it's no. Heat. That's a good choice, but no, no.
It's Heat.
It's Fast Five.
It's Heat.
Nah, it's Fast Five.
It's Heat.
Nah, it's Fast Five.
It's Heat.
Nah, it's Fast Five.
Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's Fast Five, man.
It's Heat.
It's Fast
Five. Listen, we're not talking about LOL Anthony's likes fucking Tokyo Drift because it's the best, dumbest
Fast
movie.
Fast Five is the only heist movie in the Fast series. It's the best movie in the series.
Okay, listen, if we're saying it's the best heist movie in the Fast and the Furious franchise, then sure. Is it the best heist movie, period?
You're right. Ocean's 11 is better.
No.
Yes, it is.
Well, Ocean's 11 is better than Fast 5.
And Heat.
But it's not better than Heat.
I'll even take Snatch over Heat.
Dude, what? Are you fucking crazy?
I'll even take Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels over Heat.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Heat is one of the most memorable movies.
No, you know how memorable
Dude,
it was?
The scene where they confront each other. And he's just like, yo, man, you got to do what you got to do. My job is to get people like you out of here. So, well, my job is to take people like you down. It's like, damn, they just like confront each other. And it's like mutual respect for their jobs, but they know they got to do what they got to do. Ah, it's so good.
And so we're not collaborating on this. So Andy's is Heat.
It's Heat.
Nah, it's not Heat.
It's Heat.
I still think Ocean 11 is better.
You're fucking crazy.
Nah, not crazy.
You're out of your mind.
Nah.
It's Heat.
Heat's good.
Yeah, it's the best.
But is it great?
Yes.
Nah, maybe it's great, but is it the pinnacle? No.
Yes.
No, it just isn't.
It is.
It just isn't. It just
All right, hold isn't. On. Let me run this idea by you, though. What if...
No.
What
I extant right now.
What if...
Nope.
It is.
Nuh-uh. Nope. Nope.
What if it is actually the best one?
Nope.
I think top three, I'd probably have to go Heat. Ocean's 11.
Yep.
And Inception.
Okay.
Because Inception is like really cool, not only visually, but it's a heist movie of the mind.
Now, I'll give you Ocean. I mean, sorry. I'll give you Inception. Inception is fucking fantastic. But I think mine is very similar. Mine's Ocean's 11.
Okay.
Reservoir Dogs.
Okay. Reservoir Dogs is... Oh, do I like Reservoir Dogs more than I like... Do I like it more than I like... Oh, fuck.
And then Inception.
Inception. Do I like it more than I like Inception? Do I like it more than I like? I like it more than I like Ocean's 11.
What's it gonna be?
Oh! Ooh! Well, he is still number one. It's easy. Easy lock in choice. Because it's...
What's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
No,
is that what you just said?
No. It's the best movie. It's the best heist movie. So, Heat is number one.
Okay.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to put Reservoir Dogs at number two. And I'm still going to keep Inception at three.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to knock out Ocean's 11.
Okay.
But Ocean's 11 is a close fourth.
Okay.
If not, tied for third.
Okay.
I'll cheat a little bit. Yeah. Oh, Reservoir Dogs is so good. What are you going to do? Torture me? Oh, yeah, torture you. Yeah, that's a good idea. And he tortures him. It's fucked up. Cuts off his ear.
I also got a soft spot for the Italian Job, but that's not really the one up there.
That is the best movie featuring... What are those cars?
The Mini Cooper.
Yeah, featuring Mini Coopers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the best Mini Cooper commercial.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess I just like it because it's a young Mark Wahlberg.
I guess.
And a young Charlize Theron.
I guess. But what about Heat?
What about No?
What about Yes? Because Heat's great.
That's like a good four.
It's a good one.
Like it just misses the podium.
It's like a solid one.
Nah,
it's like if I had to give medals to these movies, Heat would be like just a solid.
Yeah,
gold
he would
medal.
Get the he would
like,
get the participation award,
like a platinum medal.
He would get the thank you for participating. You can show this to your mom, and she'll be
in
proud.
The Bayonetta now rankings. It would be pure platinum.
Yeah, no, sorry,
so good.
No, it's like A plus, but it doesn't match S, double S, or triple S.
Oh, it's right. You're right. You know why? Because it's quadruple S.
No, there's no quadruple S.
It's quadruple S. It's quadruple S plus.
Not on this scale.
You just don't like Italians. That's your problem.
I love the Italian.
No, no, whatever. Fine. No, no. I see how it is. All right. I see how you truly think of me. It's fine.
Wait. You just like that movie because it is Italian. That's all it is.
Hey, maybe I do. Maybe I don't. It'll never be confirmed, but Heat's the best heist movie. So, whatever.
God. Well, okay. So, we'll let the audience decide that one.
It's Heat.
It's not Heat. But heat. Now you know the motives behind Heat.
Yeah. Now I know your motives behind the Italian job.
No, behind I Love Ocean's 11. I'm going with Ocean.
What are you for, like, multicultural casting? That's stupid.
No. I'm all about that Brad Pitt, George Clooney bromance.
True facts, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm about.
It's good.
That's as white as you can get.
It's pretty white. Yes. You're right, yeah.
It is, with a little dash of Matt Damon.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. It's all extra. Yes. Oh, you want to colonize something? Damn.
Great.
So Heat wins it. Congratulations, Heat.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
We should watch Heat.
We should. I mean, it'll be fun.
Heat's good.
It is a good movie.
I like Heat.
Just doesn't make the podium. Anyways, guess what? Let's move on.
Yeah, sure, fine.
We got a review this week. We teased it earlier, but we didn't talk about it. But Now we're going to tell you what it is.
Shh. You should be quiet about it.
Yeah, because it's a secret.
Okay, we'll tell you. It's a quiet place.
Yes. We watched A Quiet Place, starring John Krasinski and his real-life wife, Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Krasinski, everyone knows from Office.
Yep.
And Emily Blunt in a number of fantastic movies.
Yeah, so much.
She's, I like her a lot.
She's a good actress.
She is.
Straight up.
I do like her a lot. She's got good range.
She can, yeah. I was going to keep agreeing because I have nothing to add other than yes.
Yes. She's okay. She's the next Mary Poppins.
Wait, actually?
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Coming out later this year.
Why? Because she's British? Not only that, but
you can see the Mary Poppins in her?
I can see it.
Yeah?
I can see it.
Yeah, well, she's Mary Poppins.
Damn. Mm-hmm. It's good casting. The range on this woman.
I know, right? Damn. Can you believe it? So yes, this movie is a thriller.
I don't know, man. It's pretty fucking scary.
It's not a scary movie.
It's kind of sick.
I mean, it's spooked me. It's got jump scares, but it's not a horror film.
I don't know, man. I got spooked.
It's not like something you'd see on Halloween to be like, oh, scare me, bitch.
I think that's this movie was scarier than like some horror movies I've seen.
I think this movie was just as scary as The Walking Dead, the TV show.
No, it was scarier than The Walking Dead.
No, it's about the same.
Nah.
That's about the same.
Nah.
The only difference is that the creatures are actually scary.
That too. Fucking that's freaky.
It. Yeah, that's the only difference. Premise is there's these monsters. We don't know their origin, where they come from. But they have taken over the world because they kill everything and they're seemingly indestructible. However, the way that they find humans is through sound. They're highly acute sense of sound, but they're blind. And then super strong, large, and
vulnerable, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's how they've killed. And so we follow the story of this country family, and how they're living in total silence.
Yeah.
And the movie is the movie's not silent, but the thing is, there's almost zero dialogue.
Yeah, there is a lot of just quiet, like silence.
Yeah.
Right, and a lot of it is done through. There is a lot of there is dialogue, but it's done through sign language, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is like the way they keep the movie super quiet is like through all the ways that the family keeps quiet. They have things like they've painted certain sections on floorboards where it doesn't creak.
Yeah,
they've covered the pathways like going miles from their house in sand.
Yeah,
so they don't make footsteps. They don't wear shoes.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of stuff.
No, a lot of small things. At dinner, they don't have plates. They eat off leaves.
Yeah, they eat off leaves. That was really cool. No cutlery.
Yeah, there's so many subtle additions that they put in just to for the sake of being as quiet as possible.
Yeah, and it all makes tons of sense.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Pretty great. Yeah. And that's literally the story. So you're just following how this family is going through and surviving.
Yeah.
Something I will say about this movie is in the first 10 minutes, something happens. And it immediately lets you know that anything's on the table.
Yeah.
Like, anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
They put it out there, and you're like, oh, shit.
You're like, listen, like, we don't give a hoot who you are.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. shit goes down.
Yeah, so if you can't deal with tragedy, maybe don't watch it.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty tragic, yeah.
It's the most tragic.
Yeah.
It's more sad than it is scary.
It's scary sad.
Yeah, it's more depressing than, yes.
It's sad because it's scary, but it's also scary because it's sad.
Yeah, and that's more or less the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spoil it, obviously, but if you don't want to be spoiled, because I don't think you should be spoiled. Like, if you never heard of this movie or just hear it through us, I recommend watching it. I think it's super cool. I've really enjoyed it.
I think that we could probably talk about this movie without spoiling it.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Right? If we do get somewhere close to spoilers, we'll warn it.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell you to skip some time. But I thought this movie was great.
Yep.
John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, super good.
Yeah.
Even
they look like they're a real married couple.
Yeah. It's almost like they're actually married. It's crazy.
It's almost like they really do love each other.
No, it's Hollywood. They don't actually love each other. But the whole premise of that movie and the whole idea around being silent and all this stuff is so impressive. And what I really think makes this movie great is the fact that this script is really something only that can be done through a visual medium like a movie.
Yeah.
I think it captures movie and filmmaking very well. And it doesn't seem like it was like, oh, there's probably stuff in here. In the book, it's probably whatever, right? This was an original screenplay for film. And I can't even see video games doing this story as well as this movie does.
Yeah.
Right. It's really a movie exclusive type of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking fantastic. Yeah. I've always, like, ever since taking book stories and turning them into movies have been huge, I've always looked forward to original screenplays more than that. And it shows. And the ideas, the way they film that movie, the way they shoot certain things, different ideas, the way they convey information, it's all based around the medium of film.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it.
It is.
The other parts of just, again, all the little touches they put in to show how they keep in silence.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of great tension builders, but also kind of like false gotchas and stuff like that to also keep you on your toes. Not only is it the beginning of the movie that's, oh, hey, like anything's possible.
Yeah.
But also there's parts throughout the movie that are just like, oh, is this going to happen? Do you think this is going to happen? It's probably going to happen. It's going to happen. And it keeps you on your toes the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a good thriller. It is fantastic. I'm a biatch when it comes to scarier movies.
Mm-hmm.
I did get spooked, let's say. I got a couple jumps.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it wasn't too bad. Like, I wouldn't say that if you are someone who is afraid of scary movies or never wants to watch them or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the right amount, like, to keep you, have your heart pumping while you're watching it and, like, kind of be excited. But it's not just, like, over the top. Oh my God, I'm fearing for my life or some shit.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Overall, I thought the movie was fantastic, so.
Yeah, I more or less agree.
What about you?
I think it was great. Start to finish, it was fun, it was tense. It was really well-paced, I would say. the actual, like, what you're watching of the movie doesn't take place, like, even though, in the grand scheme of things, it takes place over a long period of time.
Yeah.
The moments you're actually watching aren't that long. Like, you may be watching,
they're halves of days, halves of nights.
You're like watching maybe like a week in the life of these people.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting.
It's the most drastic week.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. And you have to imagine that there's time skips. In between these time skips, everything is just fine and dandy.
Yeah.
That's your imagining. So
it was just a normal day.
Yeah, no, they set up some really cool ideas, some really just awful timing scenarios for certain characters.
Yeah.
They use very classic and deliberate storytelling techniques. There's a very great foreshadowing in this movie where you're just like, oh, that's gonna be an issue. And it certainly is an issue. It
certainly was an issue.
So there's that. It was good. I really did enjoy it. The it has characters that I found to be annoying, but that's a good thing because like they have to be annoying for like a lot of this story. Everything I hated or things that I found, not that I disliked, but things that frustrated me about the movie are there so that the story could be told. Like, yeah. They're there for the purpose of the story.
And also that you feel that tension as a watcher,
yes,
right? As a viewer.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot about the world that they don't tell you.
Mm.
I don't feel like you need to know what's going on, but it does have that air of mystery to it that a part of me wishes there was a little bit more that I could grasp at to understand, like, why is this happening or why is that happening?
But that whole thing of just, like, the air of mystery gives me, like, a real Cloverfield vibe.
Yeah.
Right?
It's that, like, you want to know, but you are glad you don't.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's a good thing to have.
Yeah. To be fair, I think it would have weakened the story.
If for sure. Like,
the origins of these things and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. But yeah, I think for me, the only, like, it's okay. There's one part of the movie that I think, I don't know how I feel about it. And it's the very end. And it's almost like a tonal shift.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that or if I hate that. I'm still.
I like my headcanon of it.
Yeah, okay. Like, I think if we were to extend that out into, like, our own little fantasy of sequel, sure.
Yeah.
But as it is for this movie, if I had to just contain this movie, and it's, I don't know how I feel about it.
I think that the ending is supposed to make you feel immediate hope, but, like, existential dread. Because you're just like, oh, no, they're...
Yeah.
They figured it.
Yeah.
They did the thing, but...
Now what?
Now what? What
are you gonna do? Where do we go from here?
Do you really do that?
Yeah.
You're gonna run out of whatever that thing is, right?
Yeah. Like,
how do you solve that problem?
Yeah, so...
I think that was strictly an end. That is a... It did the top wobble or did it keep spinning
type
ending. It's meant for you to talk about it afterwards.
See,
to keep the movie in your mind.
I see where you're going, but the thing with the top wobble, they're like that was a theme that went through the whole of Inception.
True.
And like at the end of the movie, that felt natural. This was kind of just like...
The top didn't have a shotgun at the end.
Yeah. It was like, wait, what? Cut to black and you're like, Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I don't know if I ever will. But yeah, no, it was... I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Wait till the sequel.
Yes. Wait till the sequel indeed. I liked it a lot.
That was fantastic. That was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it was a nice change of pace considering the last four movies you watched were kind of garbage.
Yeah, also considering they're all like superhero or high fantasy, like something crazy like that. Everything here has been like it's supernatural, but not in a way that's just like dude's got the Infinity Gauntlet, like that kind of crazy weird shit, right?
Yeah, it's just a simpler movie. It was down to earth and it was easy.
Scary.
It was easy to follow. I would say if you liked...
It's funny you say that because I heard a bunch of people around us in the theater like stand up and be like, I don't get that movie.
What movie?
The movie we watched.
Oh.
A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
I heard a bunch of people being like, I thought it was pretty good, but I didn't really get it. And I'm like, what?
What's there not to get?
What was there not to get? Like, I don't understand, so...
I don't know. Okay, if you listen to this and you want to know if you should see or not, ask yourself this. Did you like the game The Last of Us?
Yeah.
That's exactly the type of emotions that this movie brings to the table.
Yeah.
Would you say The Last of Us was a scary game?
See, the thing is, that's different because I don't give a shit about games. Like, okay. I can play Silent Hill, I can play all that shit.
Yeah, okay, but you can recognize if a game is supposed to be scary or not.
I guess. I don't know. There's some freaky ass moments.
There's definitely some jump scare moments with that, but thematically, it's not a horror game.
There was that dude who tried to eat Ellie.
That's just gross.
Yeah. It's pretty horrifying.
Yeah. But I mean, it's one moment in a whole game.
Clickers are pretty scary as fuck. I don't know. I'd say...
Yeah.
It's scary.
I just told me that you're not scared by games.
I need a separate genre that's not horror and not tension, but it's like spooky.
Not spooky.
No. I need like a scurry genre.
I mean, like this is definitely like a thriller drama. That's what it is.
Spooky.
No.
There's
There's no ghosts.
I got spooked.
This isn't Ghostbusters.
I got spooked. Mm-mm. I got slimed. I got spooked.
Is there a reason you're holding that pop filter?
I don't know. I'm just holding it.
Because from the distance you are from the microphone, it makes zero difference.
Oh, does it really? Oh, man. I just like holding it.
No,
pop filter. I thought I was doing stuff.
Okay, side tangent. We're done with the review of Quiet Place.
Yeah, it was good. You should watch it. Yeah, it's really good.
Anthony's holding a pop filter maybe 2 feet away from the microphone.
Yeah, I'm holding it near my
pop
mouth.
Pop filters are only there for when you're right up against the microphone.
Really?
That's the only reason they exist.
I thought as long as my voice was going through the mesh.
Nope. You're too far for it to pop. You're too far for it to pop. No.
All right, fine. I'll put it in the garbage basket along with your toy.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, it was just weird. It's like, you could hold it. It's just, it makes no difference.
I thought it was doing something.
No.
Oh,
no.
Man. Lame.
Anyways, picks of the week.
Oh, I got a bunch.
Okay.
Unless you want to go first if you don't got a bunch.
I was just trying to think, like, what did I have? I think I had just the one movie.
You had Upgrade.
I had Upgrade.
Upgrade. I
had the Upgrade trailer.
Yo, please tell us me about Upgrade.
Upgrade is about, okay, get this. It's going to sound like a similar story, but a little bit different, okay? There's a man. He gets paralyzed.
All right.
In an accident.
Becomes a quadriplegic.
Yes. Doctor comes to him, says there's an experimental procedure. We can
put a chip in your spine, bro.
Yeah, and this chip will give you an AI system that can control your body.
Yeah.
And he says yes, so that he can use his body again.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't know is that the AI inside him is, like, highly advanced.
It can think for itself.
It can. It is a full AI. It is almost as if Jarvis from Iron Man became a chip that you could implant into you.
Yeah. Into your person.
And instead of you having an Iron Man suit, your body is the suit.
And also the AI controls your body.
Yes.
Jarvis controls Iron Man.
And it turns this man into a weapon. A fucking weapon.
It's pretty cool.
The cool thing about the trailer, or what the trailer reveals, is like, it sounds like your typical action movie, but it clearly is more than that. It is very much in the style of like a John Wick, but at the same time, there's a bit of a comedic relief sense to it.
Mm.
It's got lots of style.
Yeah, it's made by the creators of Insidious and Saw.
Yeah.
Hostel.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
all kinds of, like, really gory, like, scary movies.
But it's an action movie.
But it's action.
So it's got some, yeah, gory visuals, but some fun action chops to it.
There's like the other plot line of this where he becomes like a human robot type person. But it's also the scary thing, because in the trailer there's a part where the AI goes, I can't afford to let us die.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like, oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
That thing's thinking for itself.
Yes, it is.
And I'm thinking of, like, I'm trying to think of, like, horror scenarios. Like, if a robot wanted me to, like, to be alive, but maybe, like, be in a comatose state, where it'd make my body run forever until, like, I passed out.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have no control over your body once the thing takes full control.
Yeah.
Right? There was a guy in the trailer who had a gun inside his arm, and he was shooting shotgun shells out of his hand.
He was.
It's pretty cool.
I guess the other thing we should say is that the timeline in the movie is somewhere in the future.
Yeah, it seems hella future.
Yeah. There you go.
It's cool.
Upgrade.
Is that it?
Last trailer for Jurassic World came out, and it revealed a whole lot.
Dude, it's a buddy cop movie.
Yeah, it is. Turns out they're not on the island.
No. No, they're not.
And now those first two trailers are kind of like, oh, maybe like, they're only on the island for a couple seconds.
Yeah, I think they're on the island to watch it sink. And then they're now trying to stop people from black market selling dinosaurs.
Yeah, so basically this is following the story of Jurassic Park 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
No, The Lost World.
Mm-hmm.
Where they bring the T-Rex back. Only this one is they bring the, what was the dinosaur from the first Jurassic World?
The crazy one. The one with the claws and it can like talk.
They bring that back and they bring it to the circus.
Yeah.
And he's running loose.
Like, what the fuck?
And, what's his face? Oh, God. The doctor.
I don't remember his name.
Ian. Is it Ian?
Sure.
I don't know. He says, welcome to Jurassic World. And I wanted to shoot myself.
But, yeah, the fucking rad thing about this movie is that he has a dinosaur buddy. Like, him and Blue are just hanging out, taking out other dinosaurs together.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I also had some movie trailers.
Yeah.
Or I think I only had one movie. No, two movie trailers.
I had two.
One was for Ocean's 8. It's the, I think it's the final trailer or the extended trailer, or it's the first actual trailer.
Something like that.
And they're showing all, the ladies.
Yeah. Right?
Showing Rihanna, showing Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing Awkwafina.
You said that like she was on the same level as the other two.
Yeah, like Rihanna. You go there. Rihanna. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it's Rihanna and then Awkwafina and then Sandra Bullock.
Right? No. No.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
No.
But man, this looks like an Ocean's movie.
Totally.
Through and through. But it doesn't seem pandering like that Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
Right? It seems better than that Ghostbusters movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which from the jump of that Ghostbusters movie, I was like, yeah, this looks like butt.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really cool. It's more heist. The trailer doesn't really reveal more than what you would think. It shows Rihanna doing some high-tech stuff. It shows that Sandra Bullock's been planning out this thing forever. And they're going to heist some shit. The other one is Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Incredibles 2 is taking place. It's like, was it? Heroes are no longer like welcome in everyday life. And this company wants to bring them back. Mm. So they take Elastigirl to go do some stuff for this privatized company.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is the comedy of the dad having to stay at home and mm-hmm. raise the kids. But also the fact that maybe this corporation's kind of shady, right?
They're
doing some shady stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems really fun. It seems like a nice
sequel. Did you like The Incredibles?
Yeah, I did. It's pretty fun. It's pretty
good. That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
I always hear that like I don't know. Maybe it's because of the circles that I'm in.
Yeah.
But that always seems to be the top of the Pixar crowd for...
Really?
A lot of toy collectors are generally into that.
Okay.
And I'm like, I guess so. It's the superhero one. Why wouldn't they be?
I really like it. If I want to say it's like top of the list, I don't know. Like Toy Story 1, pretty good.
Yeah.
I've still never seen Toy Story 3.
I haven't.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other Pixar stuff, but...
That's not coming to mind. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'd still pick Finding Nemo over it.
Finding Nemo is very good.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo is very good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. Up.
Yeah, see, I pick up.
Up so good. Yeah.
Russell.
Incredibles to me has always been, this was fine.
Yeah. Like,
it had some really cool ideas. It wasn't bad. But if I had to compare it to other Pixar films, I think I'd pick other Pixar films over it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to see that it still has one of the most unique premises of
the
superhero family.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, I think, is really cool. And now they added in this crazy superhero baby that has like every power under the sun, apparently.
Yeah. Which is weird.
It's just weird. But that after that, so I'm gonna move on to music.
Okay.
Cause Nicki Minaj came out with a hot new single.
Okay.
After your favorite video game heroine, Chun-Li.
Is that really my favorite video game?
No, not yours. I was saying in general.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's favorite video game heroine.
All right, I'll give you that.
The everyone's favorite Jackie Chan cosplay.
Oof.
Chun-Li.
Yes.
It's a deep cut.
Mm.
It's a bad song.
Oh, yes.
I don't recommend. I think her other one, she has a new one out called Barbie Tangs, which I think is a better song. But it's really hilarious because I don't think Nicki Minaj knows who Chun-Li is, because she keeps comparing herself to Chun-Li, but she keeps saying that she is a villain in the rap game. All the lyrics are like, yo, you need rappers like me so they can make fun of you. I'm the villain of this story, Chun-Li. And it's like, girl, I don't think you know who Chun-Li is. I think you just had this name in it and you wanted to put chopsticks in your hair.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
That does seem to be a popular thing lately, huh?
Just putting like, chopsticks in your hair?
No, just people referencing like...
She also references Lara Croft in this.
Yeah, we'll just say like referencing like a lot of like traditionally geeky things just to appeal to that crowd. And in some cases it works.
In this case, it does not.
Yeah, but it got us talking about it.
It did. It's true. So maybe it did work.
There you go.
Damn. She got us again.
Mm.
And I'm going to move on to video games. So Soul Calibur 4 had another... Sorry, Soul Calibur... Is it 5?
6.
6? Damn! Soul Calibur 6 had another trailer. They are showing Good Nightmare, otherwise known as Siegfried.
Oh, Schadenfreude.
Yeah, Schadenfreude. And dude, it's another dude with a big sword. They're showing intense. More special moves. Mm. This game is looking a lot more like Tekken.
Yeah.
With every trailer. In this one, they showed off more super moves. They also have the when two moves are hit at the same time, and it's like, oh, maybe it's going to be a KO. What's going to happen? It does that slow-mo zoom-in thing that Tekken 7 does.
Mm.
Yeah, it seems like they're turning it into Tekken with weapons.
That was that's an actual mechanic in Soul Calibur. What's that called?
I don't know.
Like, it didn't used to do the zoom thing before, but it does do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then you could adjust it on your guard to... I can't remember how. But yeah, it was a real thing.
Okay.
Soul Calibur always had it, and you both would, like, recoil back.
Hmm.
But I forget how to do it.
Clash?
I don't know what it was.
Okay. I don't really remember that, but it's in here.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, if you like knights in armor with giant swords, maybe watch a trailer.
Hmm.
Shenmue is back. And by Shenmue is back, I mean Shenmue 1 and 2 are back.
Oh, not 3.
No, not 3. 3's not coming out ever. Oh. I'm still waiting on my Kickstarter.
Good luck.
So Shenmue 1 and 2 are coming as remasters to the PS4. Okay. Sega has announced. As someone who owns Shenmue 2, the game has not held up very well.
I imagine that it didn't.
And they're not really remastering this game in any way. They're not giving it new graphics. They're not changing the gameplay. They're just, we up the resolution, and all the trailer still seems like it's in 4:3.
Yeah.
So here you go.
Oh, bummer.
Right. I don't really see. I feel like this is only for either the fans of Shenmue already.
Yeah.
But then at that point, it doesn't really create positive buzz for Shenmue 3. Because those games haven't aged very well. They're very cool ideas for the time. Shenmue's whatever, man. Shenmue's whatevs.
It's harsh, Anthony, but so true.
But so true. I know sometimes I gotta spit truth. The other one I thought was actually pretty interesting. It is just a rumor, though. Black Ops 4, or sorry, Call of Duty 4. Is it Black Ops? Yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 will not have a single-player campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah, so they're saying that it'll be the first in the franchise to not have a single-player campaign, which, to be fair, I haven't played a Call of Duty since Modern Warfare, so it's not like I'm missing out on much. But this is kind of a tonal shift in these kind of games. I think what Call of Duty is doing is that they're seeing PUBG, they're seeing Overwatch, they're seeing these multiplayer only games, and they're like, fuck it, we can sell multiplayer only. That's mainly what Call of Duty players play this game for.
Yep.
And then just strap an $80 price tag on it.
What I want to know is if they do this, because the reason that those other games work is that they're not asking their customers to buy a new game every year.
That too.
And so what I want to know is if this is going to be like the infinitely upgradable Call of Duty, or are they going to be like map packs, new game again?
See, this is the thing. It's Activision, and also it's called Black Ops 4.
Oh, yeah. If it was standalone, it would just be Call of Duty.
Yeah. It's like, we're bringing back, we're rebranding, we're starting it over. This is the Call of Duty. I need you to answer the Call of Duty.
Uh-huh.
Right? But the fact that this is titled Black Ops 4, maybe they'll have a longer window between games, but I don't see them just being like, this is our platform and we're supporting the platform.
Yeah.
I see this being, this is Call of Duty. We will maybe give out some free maps, but also hella map packs, and then we're going to let you put a weed leaf as your red dot decal and then say 420 blaze it, dog.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Sounds like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last, or actually, no, it's not the last thing. I forgot. This one is actually a kind of like a personal pick. It might be a little boring, but there is a game for the Super Nintendo or the Super Famicom called Sailor Moon S.
Yes.
It is a fighting game featuring the Sailor Moon characters.
Okay.
And just recently, a Toronto Sailor Moon community has figured out a new glitch within the game. And the reason I bring this up is, A, because, yo, Toronto figured it out. Go Canada.
Yeah.
But also, it's really cool and pretty game breaking in certain ways. Not game breaking, but like it gives you a pretty huge advantage.
Yeah.
So there are moves in fighting games called charge moves. So if we take, for example, Guile from Street Fighter, if you hold back for a couple seconds and then forward and punch, you'll do a sonic boom.
Yep.
And that's the equivalent of doing like a quarter circle and a button to do a fireball.
Yes.
So in Sailor Moon, in this game, you can store a charge, right? But this guy figured out a way to store charges between rounds.
Oh.
So you can start off the second round with a charge already in the bank.
Oh.
And because the charge isn't really, like, because it's stored in memory,
yeah,
pretty much,
you can
do weird shit. You don't have to hold it between the round, but yeah, also you can even, like, take a step forward for half a step or half, whoa, a second and then do the move.
Whoa.
Right? To gain advantage. And it goes further from there. If you can store a charge at the end of a match.
Whoa.
And when you redo a brand new match, a brand new best of three, you can have a charge at the beginning of round one. And it goes even further than that. If you hold a charge and you store it in the way this glitch method is, and you back out to the character select screen and you pick a different character, the charge is still stored.
Huh.
And you can use a move on a different character that has a charge move. Again, like, huh, just right at the beginning of the round. It's a super cool, it's just a super cool glitch. It's kind of wonky because it's a Super Famicom game. Like, it's never going to get fixed. But also, it apparently blew up the Japanese scene. And they're like, holy crap, this is a game changer for this Super Famicom game that we still play in tournaments for some reason.
Wow.
I just thought it was really cool. Like, there's a deeper explanation on shoryuken.com that you can find, but that's kind of the gist of it, is just being able to hold moves between rounds and between characters.
It's cool.
And doing some just weird shit. And then the last one is a update to our favorite game of this year, I want to say, so far.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter World.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter World is getting a new weapon. Or sorry, not a new weapon.
They're going to say, what?
What? No, they're also getting new weapons, but they're also getting a new monster. It's called the Kulve Teroth.
Okay.
It is a all gold of, like, I want to say special Elder Dragon type monster.
Yeah.
So in the same vein as, like, if you've played the previous games, like a Gen Moran or like a Dalamador.
Yeah.
Those are monsters that have their own special arenas, and you have to fight them in their own special way. This thing looks really cool. It's just all gold. You fight it in this brand new area. It's like a gold mine, literally. But the thing about this one is it is a quest that you cannot SOS for. It only appears at certain times. It can only be triggered from the online hub.
Can you join if someone's in it?
That I don't know. But it, like, say you're in the bottom area where all your cultivation stuff is.
Yeah.
You can't find the quest there. You have to be in the online hub.
Oh.
Right? And it is a 16 player. Wait, 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah. 16 player monster.
Sounds so good.
It's four groups of four. It is cooperative within your online lobby, which is really cool. There has not been, maybe in Monster Hunter Frontier, which is the Chinese PC games, maybe, yep, they had it, but in terms of mainline Monster Hunter games, they've never done something this large. And they've done cool things where, so say you're on a team, Vince, you're on team A and I'm on team B.
Yeah.
If your team breaks the face of that monster,
yep,
we all get the rewards.
Okay.
So everyone is like trying to defeat different parts, and you're kind of incentivized to work together. And it's coming out this Friday. So it seems really cool. The monster is gold. It's fucking, yeah, rad. And so, yeah, you get new armor, you get new weapons, new Friday, monster, yeah, new area, all free.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. Looks rad.
Yeah.
Those are my picks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get all the stuff in the Blossom Festival yet?
I haven't even touched it.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is the armor any good?
No, it's not. Right, it's not very good. It's got like Honey Collector.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm like, are there anything in these event items that I'm going to use?
Greatsword's really good.
Yeah, so I'll probably try and do that maybe tonight. Greatsword's
really good.
But then I'll just keep it.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I would recommend getting the headpieces.
Oh, just because they have utility?
They have very useful stats. Like, yeah. So if you're going to do, like, I don't know, delivery quests, like you want that Kaluyaka head or whatever, yeah. the egg dude.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to do gathering quests, you want that Wiggler head.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, maybe we'll do those. But for me, the target is just the sword. Maybe we'll do that tonight. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, a new monster is definitely more interesting.
Yeah.
Try that out.
Cool. More reason to go back to Monster Hunter. Yeah. That's what we want anyways.
Yeah. So that's all your picks, right?
Yeah, that's all my picks.
This past week, I didn't play Overwatch.
What? But you're wearing the hoodie.
But I also didn't play any other games.
Okay.
So there you go. I'm still watching The Office. I'm on season 3. That show's really good.
Really?
Yeah, I really like it.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's far more entertaining now that I know the characters and I know their relationships with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I had to Google a layout of the office map, like
of how the set is set up.
Okay. Just so I could get a better understanding of, because sometimes they cut to like the kitchen. I'm like, well, wait, where are they? And who's going through this door? Where are they going?
Okay.
And it just, for me, it helped a lot.
All right.
But yeah, no, they're, man, some characters I just fucking hate, but that's their whole purpose. And that, I think, and that's why I really like this show.
Okay. I couldn't get over that fact when I originally watched it.
Yeah. Like the reason, like you're supposed to hate them because that's office life. That's people, right? Like you're not going to get along with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, what's her name? Mindy?
I thought that was Mindy Kaling's character?
Yeah, I hate her. Kelly? But the reason you hate her is because she's all drama. She's that girl who just wants to talk about drama. And you're like, please shut the fuck up. I don't care. But she just keeps going.
You need to know.
Yeah.
All
right. And it's like, oh, I hate this girl. But fuck, yeah, I need to. It's great.
Yeah, I feel like I should give it another chance because now I also work in an office and maybe I'd understand it more.
I think you would probably find it far more relatable than I do because the issue with my office is, and I'm pretty lucky in that I don't really like have any issues with people in my office. Like everyone gets along. There's no.
I only really have issues with one person.
But I mean, like, there's no universally hated person in my office.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there's your boss, but no one. Everyone's always got some of their boss.
I like my boss.
Yeah, but like in terms of just people in the same level as you.
Yeah.
Right. That's where the issues come in. That's where it's fun.
Oh, all
right. I still don't know who I'm in the office, and it's making me scared that I'm the person that I think that I'm not. That I am. But
who do you think you are?
Sometimes I think I'm Dwight.
Oh no!
And sometimes I think I'm Ryan the temp.
Dude, you're Dwight. Good stuff.
Yeah.
You're the dork.
Oh, it could be. Because I'm like, I don't see myself anybody else. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's no Dwight in my office. Wait a minute. Am I the Dwight?
I'm Jim.
Yeah? You got a Pam?
I think everyone in my office thinks I have a Pam.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
And who's?
They're trying to push it.
Oh.
They're trying to push it.
I see. Yeah. Oh, I see. We were talking about this before. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's fun. The office is fun. Yeah. Season 3. What happens in season 3? Jim is in someplace.
Sure. Wait, you're already in season 3? Yeah. Hot damn. How many seasons are there?
9.
Damn.
I can remember, I went through 10 seasons in Smallville.
This is nothing. True.
This is nothing.
Suffered. You suffered. And you're like, season 10's really good.
Season 9 and 10 are fantastic.
Wow.
Woo, that was something. I can't believe I got through that. Did I talk about Valerian?
Which one is that?
The movie with Carla Deville.
No, I don't think you did.
I watched Valerian Journey to Something.
Okay.
No,
that's the one where it was like, it looked like it was like brother, sister, whatever, and they went through all the different worlds.
Yeah, City of a Thousand Planets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is from the guy who did The Fifth Element.
Okay.
And if you want a space adventure that just blows the visuals out, like that just takes you on a ride, takes you across wherever.
Yeah.
That's the movie to watch.
Hmm.
I really enjoyed it. It kind of got bad reviews because the story was actually really simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't quite deliver at the end. And I will agree with that. But in terms of if you want to watch like a space adventure where cool shit happens, Rihanna's in it. She does some cool stuff. It's worth a watch. It's awesome. It's super cool.
I've been wanting to check out that movie, but I just haven't.
Yeah. So. It's Carla Devlin. She's the one with the eyebrows.
Oh, thanks.
The model with the eyebrows. Yeah,
the one with the eyebrows.
Well, that's what she's known for.
All right.
And there's times where I'm like, damn, she's so hot. And there's times where I'm like, damn, she's so not.
I wonder if her eyebrows shed.
I'll email her.
Get her up on the line. Yeah. Is your eyebrow shed?
Yeah, I just let me know. Okay. Just let me know. And I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have, I started Yakuza 6.
Yes, you did.
So I got that special edition, the After Hours.
For your drinking pleasure?
For all my drinking pleasures. Those, man, the glasses that come with it are, like, actually nice. Like, really high quality, thick glass. Like,
are
they? It's actually a nice package.
Huh.
But the main thing is the game.
The game.
Yakuza 6, it's taking place a couple years after Yakuza 5.
And?
After the events of Yakuza 5, you get arrested. You get put in jail for 3 years. And your orphanage is kind of left to fend for itself.
Why?
Because because your guardian's in jail, man.
I want
some Yakuza. Listen, I don't even want to be in the Yakuza. I just keep getting dragged back in, man. That's basically what happens. And so you're basically your adoptive daughter, Haruka, who's been your adoptive daughter since the game one. She is taking over the household, pretty much, like trying to keep everything in stuff. But the thing is, at the end of Yakuza 5, Haruka is basically a pop idol. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you play as her, and you become a pop idol, like, straight up.
Yeah.
And during one of her concerts, she's like, hey, I have this secret off my chest. I'm tired of... I can't lie to my fans. I can't lie to myself. My dad, pretty much, is this guy, the dragon of Dojima. He's the legendary Yakuza. And I can't... like, I need to be close to him, and I feel bad for being a pop idol because I'm so far away. And so that gets into the news. And it comes pretty much to haunt her,
yeah.
Right? There's a couple people in the orphanage. Like, one guy is up for a baseball scholarship. And she's, after seeing a headline in a magazine being like, oh, Yakuza's daughter, Haruka, back in Okinawa or whatever. She's like, shit, I don't want to ruin their chances of a future. So I'm going to leave. Okay. So she runs away, does whatever. You get out of prison 3 years later. Shows up. She's not at the orphanage. You go and try and find her. It turns out Haruka is back in Kamurocho, which is the main city. And she's been hit by a car. Like, straight up hit and run. Put in a coma. Broke her hip. Like, very serious. But when they found her, she was clutching a baby. Right?
Mm.
And the baby's name is Haruto.
How do you know the baby's name is Haruto?
Because it says it on his shirt. He has a shirt with his name on it. This is Haruto Sawamura.
Oh, God.
Which is the same last name as Haruka.
She's in a coma, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't know how this baby came to be. You don't know if it's her baby, but they're saying it's her baby because they're the same last
name. Because the t-shirt says...
Because the t-shirt, obviously, it's obviously her baby, right? It's probably the same way. And so now you're trying to figure out who hit her with the car, but... also take care of this baby. And then at the same time, there's a brand new Yakuza struggle going on. The Tojo clan is having trouble with the Triad coming in on their turf. And the Triad have rebuilt this space in Kamurocho called Little Asia.
Wow.
After it's burnt down.
Wow.
They rebuilt it, and they're just coming quick with power, man. And so now he's caught in the middle between trying to find who hit his daughter, where this baby come from, but also dealing with the Yakuza, because he's still technically the fourth chairman.
Yeah.
He just doesn't show up
for
work.
He's too good.
Right. He's like, I want to run an orphanage, dog. Like, let me out of this. But because he's so legendary and his name gets thrown all over the place, he gets dragged back in. Like, there's literally a line that's like, I don't even want to be a part of this life, but they keep bringing me back. And I'm like, dude, that's every game. Like, except for the first one, that's every game.
Yeah, that's
So it's pretty funny. They changed a lot. These sound like very minor things, but the fact that I can walk into a store and there's no loading times is insane. Oh, wow. You can go upstairs.
Whoa. Hold on. Whoa. Oh, are we in the PS4 generation?
When you walk up to a waist-high barrier, you can step over it.
No.
It's nuts. It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. These are some modern upgrades that I was not expecting.
Wow.
But they've also drastically changed the battle system, where before it was you get into a fight and it kind of creates this arena, and it's very like it's very static type of movement. Like, everything's very... dial in the numbers, where this one you still have kind of like dial in the number combat, but it's a lot more freeform, and also there's a lot of ragdoll, so you can use that to your advantage, throw enemies into other enemies, and it opens up a whole new smorgasbord of special moves for you to fuck around with. It's really good. It's got more mini games than ever before. You can go to the gym, you can go to live chat places and chat with real life women, like literally just a video of a woman, and she slowly takes off her clothes. It's fantastic. But
wow,
it's great. There's bowling.
Whoa, exciting.
Darts.
Whoa,
they just put Virtua Fighter 5 into the game.
Nice.
Puyo Puyo's in there, all the Sega classics that were in the last game. There's just so much shit to do in that game, and yeah, it's the end of Kazuma Kiryu's storyline.
So they say.
It's been 10 years.
It's not long enough. Not nearly long enough.
I'm not saying that the Yakuza franchise is done, but maybe his... because he's getting old. Like, they even mentioned, they're like, dude, time's getting to you. He's like, yeah, it's finally catching up with
you. You know who else got old and still had a game?
Who?
Snake.
Oh, he did. Yeah, but he got old, like, through... nanomachines.
Are you telling me that you don't want gray hair Kazuma?
Are you telling me that nanomachines are coming into the Yakuza franchise?
I'm just saying, by the time that the Yakuza franchise gets to that point in the timeline, nanomachines will be the norm.
That's what Death Stranding is. It's the seventh Yakuza game. Fuck. It's all a red herring.
Oh, that would be the biggest disappointment in the world. Oh, that would be so disappointing. Oh, I could see it now. Oh. And it's in America.
There'd be a sea of groans.
Yeah.
And then just like one person, which is me, going, hell yeah.
No, it's in London.
It's the getaway?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the getaway.
Yeah.
Oh, the getaway is so bad.
And that's why Mads Mikkelsen's there.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Damn.
Heard it here first.
What if it was a battle royale game? That face.
With the baby?
Yeah. You gotta capture the baby.
Fuck, man. I don't even have to think about that.
Or you're all babies.
Ooh, babies.
Like, really, actually, like, the baby controls the adults, so you're technically the baby.
Whoa, man. That's too.
So, yeah, Yakuza 6. I've only played...
5 hours.
I want to say, like, 5-6 hours of it. But it's good. I really like it. This is also, if you look at this game and you're like, fuck, 6 games, technically 7 if you count 0, that's a lot of story, dog.
It
actually does a very good job at catching you up, but they also, if you want to get like really in-depth catch up, they have a basically cinematic overview of every game in the main menu.
Oh, nice.
So you can just be like, okay, what happened in 1? You watched the whole thing, 2, 3, 4, and it's just, you're watching these movies, and then you can go into 6 and do whatever. So you don't have to play the other games. You do get more out of it just if you do, but they made it so that if you want to put in the time, you can be caught up with the Yakuza franchise.
I see.
Yeah, and then what I've been spending most of my time with is I got back into Nioh. Is it Bandai Namco who made that? No, Koei Tecmo and Team Ninja.
Yeah.
It's the Dark Souls-esque samurai game.
Uh-huh.
And I'm finally getting deeper into it. I've gotten to the point where I can think about builds, where I can craft weapons, and I'm at a high enough level to where my skill points and my allocations actually matter to my build. And, man, if I got into this game deeper last year, I think it would have made pretty high on my list.
Oh, really?
Because it is very close to my ideal game, which is Monster Hunter X crafting slash loot slash whatever, but with like Ninja Gaiden gameplay.
Mm.
Right? And that's kind of what I want. But this is like, it's like very close. It's Dark Souls style gameplay,
yeah,
but with Diablo style loot and set,
yeah,
systems.
Yeah.
The story's pretty whatever, like you're a white dude, you got washed up onto shore, and then you can see spirits and you take down mythical Japanese demons. And whatever. There are some fucking really cool looking enemies and cool looking bosses. Usually the cooler they look, the harder they are. That's how they balance it out.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, but there are, man, it's just, it's a good game so far. It's Dark Souls Diablo. I have a set that is the legendary strategist, and it's basically Tsuge Liang's armor, even though it's the wrong country. But it gives you skills like enemy detection and treasure detection, so your radar lets you know where enemies are on the map, if they're hiding behind corners and stuff like that. It's super helpful, especially for a first playthrough.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. This game has dedicated new game pluses. It's not just, hey, do the game again and again and again. You do that, but they have named difficulties. There's like Way of the Whatever, Way of the Samurai, Way of the Neo is the hardest one. And I think it goes up to New Game plus 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 is the hardest one. And at that point is where end game starts kicking in. You are picking up all these crazy different weapons. They're, with the DLC they've added, there's new story modes. I think the last story mode starts at level 200. I am currently 60, and I've maybe put in like 30 hours.
Whoa.
So this game is deep. This game is going to, I would almost say, Disgaea levels of deepness in terms of grinding, in terms of finding loot, and just the challenges they have to offer you. The final thing in the end game is the abyss. You get these things called cracked ocho cups, or ocha cups, which are just teacups, and they take you to the arena, and it's 999 floors of challenges.
Whoa.
Right? You can go down there. You have unique bosses every so often. They give you different debuffs and buffs based on the area you're in to offer different challenges. Like, one of the debuffs is just, you're perpetually being set on fire.
Wow.
Deal with it.
That's harsh.
Yeah. So some of them are pretty rough. I think one of them is, like, you have your stamina gauge recovery rate, which is fucking brutal because that game is all about stamina management. Because in Dark Souls, if you lose all your stamina, you kind of just walk away.
Yeah.
Right? But in this game, if you lose all your stamina, you don't recover properly, you are just like sitting there out of breath, and you are open for a good like 3 to 5 seconds where you will just get fucking wrecked.
Huh.
Right? And the gameplay is mainly what I'm attracted to. The loot helps me keep playing, but the gameplay is what I really like. Just switching between the high, mid, and low stances. Opening up different builds for you to do in different trees and different weapons you pick. I ended up going dual swords.
Mm-hmm.
And the main strategy is I cast this magic spell on an enemy, and it slows them by like 70%.
Yeah.
And I get up behind them, and I use the water sword technique, which is basically I take my double swords, and I just wildly flail them around. And I do a lot of damage, or a lot of quick damage really fast, so it's not like the heaviest hits, but yeah, you're just doing it super fast. And it's really good if you have an element on your sword. So I have a fire sword now, and it builds up fire on them, sets them on fire, does burning damage eventually. There's so many ways to play this game, and they're pretty much all viable. I've seen people join my game from using regular swords, spears, the chain and sickle. The DLC weapons are the Tanfas and the Odachis. Nodachi?
The big...
The huge horse slaying swords.
Yeah.
Like those things. And yeah, they just have... Those things are slow, but they're cool. There's just a lot of different ways to play that game. And like, really, no way is technically wrong. It's just whatever you feel fits your play style.
Cool.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's a great game. And
I've heard
if you want to play like one thing for a long time, like this game, especially with the complete editions out now.
Yeah.
I ended up getting the DLC on sale, but with the complete edition out, like fuck, there's easily 80 hours at minimum of gameplay in this thing. If you really want to like do the everything Neo has to offer. It's good shit. Highly recommend it.
Huh. Cool.
It's cool. I like it.
I just can't get past the fact that there's no character creator.
Listen, there is no character creator, but you can change your hairstyle.
Wow.
Yeah, you get a new haircut to then immediately cover it up with head armor.
Oh, there's head armor? Okay. Yeah. All right. I always thought you're just this like Geralt wannabe.
Oh no, so yeah, you are that. Right. But the armor you get doesn't just change your stats, it also changes your appearance.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so you can costume it up. All your dual swords, all my dual swords, but all your weapons look different.
Yeah.
There's different rarities. I think the highest one is divine, but I haven't unlocked that one yet.
Mm.
So there's a lot to do in that game.
It sounds interesting, but like God of War.
God of War, man.
I need to know.
Also, yeah, I need to know. That looks fucking bonkers.
I need to know. So
Polygon gave it a 10.
Yeah, see, that's my priority right now. I watched one review or something. I'm like, okay, Friday's coming.
I didn't even watch a review. I just saw that Polygon gave a God of War game a 10. And I'm like, what is happening in this game?
Yeah.
Because that site is not the audience for a God of War game.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go.
He's probably nuts.
What if it is?
What if it's just The Last of Us?
Yeah, what if it's amazing?
To me, it kind of just looks like The Last of Us, but replace a daughter with a son and replace zombies with Nordic creatures.
Yeah, but you don't have guns now. You have a...
You have an axe that you throw. It's basically a gun.
Yeah. Okay. Okay there, buddy.
It's a ranged weapon.
Okay.
It's basically a gun. But you don't got a gun. You got two guns. Ugh.
Oh wow, you went there. You went with that joke, huh?
Show you to the gun show.
You know what? There's something I want to talk about. The Office.
Okay,
that show started in 2004 or 2005, and I forgot just how long ago that is. That's like 13 years.
Yeah,
14 years.
It's a long time ago.
And there's things about the culture that I completely forgot in the mid-2000s.
What?
Cell phones, while they existed, were not this thing yet.
Yo, let me tell you about my T-Mobile Sidekick.
They don't even use that.
What about my Motorola Razr?
There's a joke that they make. They're like, your phone can't even do email.
And you're like...
And I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa.
That's pretty good. Like a blast from the past.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, he's right. They couldn't do email.
You're still in the T9.
Like I think someone brought it a Palm Pilot. I'm like, what the fuck?
I heard someone refer to like those old Nokia phones as candy bars.
That's what they are. That's what they're called.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that's what they're called.
Yeah, if it's a technically phones nowadays are candy bar phones.
Yeah.
The only difference is they're wider, so they're not the only candy bar I guess you call it is a Kit Kat.
The jumbo size.
Yes, sure.
Or what's the one? Twix?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's more a chocolate bar, I guess.
Well, that's a candy bar.
Is it?
Like, when they say candy bar, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about a chocolate bar.
Is an O. Henry bar a candy bar?
Technically, yeah.
Damn.
If you read on the package, it actually says candy bar.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, that's an American thing.
Huh. Those Americans.
Yeah.
Z? American. What the fuck is a Z? Get out of here. It's all about that Zed life.
Oh. Yes. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, welcome to Dragon Ball Z.
Ooh.
Dragon Ball Z.
You're going to start something.
Dragon, rock the dragon. Dragon Ball Z. Canada, never change.
Yep. That said, it's the end of the show.
Oh, I actually wanted to get political for a hot second. Okay. Not too deep. But it turns out Ajit Pai, who is the head of the FCC, he's trying to fuck up the internet.
With net neutrality.
It turns out the person who recommended him to be in that position was arrested on charges of fraud.
Oh, boy.
So let that stick in your head for a second.
Oh, boy.
I recommend, I'm not going to go further. I recommend you look up the story. It's a whole shit show.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
It's a very interesting read.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Keep the net neutral, bitches.
Okay.
You don't want to end up like Spain.
Yeah. Those countries all suck for that kind of stuff.
Do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Do you have any reviews for next week?
Next week is nothing. The Kevin Hart Show.
Oh, yeah. We can do that. Oh, man. Comedy review? I don't know, man. It wasn't that funny.
Shit.
How do you review comedy?
You don't.
Oh, weird.
You don't. So maybe we won't tackle that. That might.
We can say that we went and if we enjoyed it or not. But I don't know if we can do like an in-depth review of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that would not be good. We could say what we thought of Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He's a lot taller than I thought.
I hope that's the case.
Like you get there and you're like, oh, you're actually not that tiny.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you aren't that short. It's just that you like hanging out with people huge.
Yeah, you like hanging out with Shaq.
Yeah.
And Yao Ming.
Yeah, it's like, that's your fault.
It's on you. You want to hang out with basketball players all the time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I can deal with that. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Yeah. Stay frosty.
Shut up. I want it to be warm out.